The people in blue, he was thrilled. And that was the beginning of the Blue Army. And right now they have 200 million members. There are four conditions to belonging to the Blue Army. And it's not something you just join and just sign a card and say, I want to become a member. If I talk to people about becoming a member, first thing you have to do is say the rosary daily, 5 decades. If you don't say the rosary, forget it. You can't join. That's all there is to it. It's very difficult to make someone start to say the rosary, because usually people begin the rosary when they want something badly. They want something from Mary, something that they really are trying to get, and they don't know how else to get it, and they resort to the rosary. And often that's where it begins. Sometimes it begins with childhood, where mother teaches you and father teaches you, but and the sisters and the priests. That's one of the conditions, daily rosary. Another condition is that you wear the scapular. That's the hardest. Another condition, a daily offering when you wake up in the morning, that you give yourself this day to the Lord, and you live according to your state of life. If you're a lay person, a teacher, you be a good teacher. If you're a nurse, a good nurse, whatever it is. I'm getting off the track a little bit, but I think this is important. And the other condition is that you make a monthly confession and communion. The communion must be on the first Saturday. The reason I say the scapular is the most difficult, I find people who say 15 decades a day, they go to Mass every single daily communicants, and they pray a lot, and they offer their day to the Lord, but they won't wear the scapular. And I know why. Satan doesn't want them to, and they give in to it. I mean, once you put the scapular on, Our Lady said, you cannot go to hell. You cannot. It's her promise. If you do put the scapular on and you're in a state of sin, you will either give up the sin or you will take off the scapular. I've heard every kind of conceivable excuse why people can't wear it. It's embarrassing. It shows through my clothes. It tangles up and it always, it's going to strangle me. It's too cold. It's too hot. It's too loose. It's too tight. It's too big. It's too short. People are going to think I'm strange. I've heard everything. And I know why, because Satan is going to put all these thoughts in your mind, because it's a tremendous promise that Our Lady gave to Simon Stock, that all those who die wearing this scapular will not go to hell. And then she made another promise, giving them the Sabbatine privilege for those people who say the little office, or in many cases will say the rosary daily. And she said, if you do die wearing the scapular and also say the prayer sing the rosary, that she herself will come to get you out of purgatory on the first Saturday after your death. Now, I once read somewhere, and this kind of shocked me, that Claude de la Colombière, who was so fantastic, he loved the scapular. And in fact, he was so wonderful. He was the gentleman who, when Mary Margaret Alacoque was seeing the Sacred Heart, the other sisters didn't quite know if her apparitions were true. And they thought, well, maybe this, you know, maybe she's a little wacko. Or maybe it's Satan. Maybe it is God. So they called the Jesuits and said, send us in someone who can discern, is this of God, or is the lady unbalanced, or is it Satan? So they sent in Father Claude de la Colombière. At that time he was very famous, and he was speaking in Rome, and he was speaking in Paris, and all of a sudden he gets sent to the boondocks, and people are wondering why he was sent to Paray-le-Monial, where Mary Margaret Alacoque was, and having these visions. Well, he did discern that it was of God. And at one time, the sisters weren't even sure about Mary Margaret. They threw a whole cup of holy water at her. And she was talking to the Lord, and she says, look what they've done to me. And Jesus was laughing, and he says, I like holy water. But the point I'm getting at is, when Claude de la Colombière died, she saw his soul 3 days later go to heaven. 3 days later. And I'm saying, wow. If he, as holy as he was, went to purgatory for 3 days, what are my chances? And I can just see judgment, you know, and the Lord's there and said, you, till the end of the world. He even, you know, when Lucia asked, where is Amelia? She asked Our Lady, where is Amelia? 17-and-a-half-year-old girl from Fatima in a little remote village who people thought was holy. And Our Lady said, she will be in purgatory until the end of the world. Now, I could, as I said, go back, and he'll say, you, to the end, you, 10,000 years, you, and then he sees me, and he says, oh, you're the worst one. But he sees my scapular, maximum time, 7 days. So the scapular is important, and the rosary is important besides it. In 1947, we have the canonization of Catherine Laboureil. And in 1920, 57 years after her death, her body was exhumed and found to be very light in color, incorrupt, and beautiful. Her eyes, which were the eyes that gazed upon Mary, were intensely blue, and her arms and hands, which rested in Mary's lap for 2 hours, were fresh and supple. Another testimony of the truth of Mary's Immaculate Conception. In 1950, Archbishop John Francis Knoll, founder of our Sunday Visitor, with the largest circulation of any Catholic newspaper in the United States, assisted with the completion of the National Shrine of the Immaculate Conception in Washington, D.C., which is now the largest and most magnificent Marian shrine in the United States. 1956, then Sister Mildred Mary was told by Mary to have the special Immaculate Conception medal struck, and she said, those who wear it will be given the grace of intense purity. And it's a grace which Americans are so much in need of right now, especially our young people. And she promised protection of Saint Michael for those who would exercise devotion to her under the title of Our Lady of America. In 1959, we had the dedication of the National Shrine of the Immaculate Conception in Washington, D.C. It is the seventh largest religious building in the world and the largest Catholic church in the Western Hemisphere. It can accommodate 6,000 people, and it contains 57 chapels and 3 oratories. 1 million people visit that shrine annually. From this information, anyone can see that we are dedicated truly to Mary in the Immaculate Conception. Can there be any doubt that we are her children? This is a great gift from God. It's a gift of her to the Americas. And we doubly owe our Lord praise and thanksgiving for the gift of Mary. Now, if there are any questions about anything that I've asked, I'd be happy to answer.
I have two, but one of the first one is the soul the same as the heart? Because the soul filters through the whole body. Is the heart the same thing?
No. The heart, the way it was put in this book is that every segment of the body is permeated with the soul. So your soul is in your eyes and in your nose and in your, throughout everything that's alive. And when the soul leaves, then we have a corpse. I think that's the way I interpret it.
And the other one, I'm not trying to be facetious on the other one in any way, but now Our Lady of Lourdes, that's the only one of these apparitions that's fully accredited, that we're supposed to believe in that one, that too, and the other, we're not supposed to disbelieve, but they're not canonized.
Most people would say there are 3 definite apparitions, Lady of Fatima, Lady of Lourdes, and Lady of Guadalupe. But any apparition that is given approval by the bishop is considered... you see, the church never says, this is a true apparition. It hasn't even spoken such about Lourdes and Fatima and Guadalupe. But it hasn't spoken against it. In the beginning, many times the church, you know, it took 13 years before Fatima was approved. And Fatima, up to 70,000 people saw the miracle of the sun. This was an announced miracle. It was told it was going to happen on October 13th. Our Lady announced it, and it happened. 12 minutes of the sun. And people thought they were going to die. Many. It's an interesting thing in a book that John Hafford has written on called Meet the Witnesses. And I heard him talk about this. He said, the people that were in the state of grace apparently had no fear. Now, I'm not saying that the others, but some were terrified by this.
Well, I have to ask this one then. Why didn't Paul VI tell us what was in that letter? A bad one.
I don't know why. We'd have to ask him why.
He's dead.
He's dead. And so far, every pope has seen it since, including cardinals.
They've seen the letter?
Yes, they've seen the letter. Right after John Paul was shot in Rome, he asked for all the Fatima documents, and he saw the letter too. Now, they have chosen not to reveal it. And, of course, the Blue Army probably made an error in saying, in 1960, it will be revealed. Well, it's true. It was revealed in 1960 to the Pope. But he chose not to reveal it to the public. And we have to go by his discretion. Certainly, he had reason for doing what he did. Are there any other questions? Yes.
What is the difference between, you know how we have different, like Our Lady is one of the day and Our Lady of Fatima, and then you have between like Our Lady of here and Our Lady, you know, how you have different, why do we have different things like that? What's the difference?
I think right now Our Lady is appearing in many places. Right. She has just had the statue of the Weeping in Akita, and of course she, there are alleged appearances in many places right now. In fact, I'm planning to go to Cabejo, Africa, because there's supposed to be an announced apparition on November 28th, in November, with Father Ken and Lauren Team. And Our Lady has appeared, and she's not white in Africa. She's not totally black. In the book Poem of a Man God, she's a blonde, beautiful golden blonde hair. Our Lady of Guadalupe, she's dark-haired. Our Lady of Częstochowa, there's a swig of blonde hair coming out. She's a Mexican in Our Lady of Guadalupe. And when she's appearing allegedly in Medjugorje, she's a Croatian girl. I think she's appearing to tell us that she loves us, and she's calling us back to God. And she's saying what the last word she said in the scripture, do whatever he tells you. Repent. Come back. Conversion. Every one of us can convert. And you might say, well, you don't need conversion. You're in the state of grace. And I don't need conversion. I'm in the state of grace. We're all in the state of grace. We can be better. We can be better. And I think that's the reason for her. They say she's appearing over 20 different places in Russia. Right now she's appearing in Rusev in the Ukraine and in a little place outside of Moscow. Does that answer your question?
Not really.
Okay.
I'm saying, why does he have different like devotions? Why can't we just have one?
Well, it's one Mary.
Right.
It's one Mary.
I don't know how to say that.
I would like to defer that to... Okay, could we ask the Dominican, if you would answer that, Father Tom?
Because devotion is something that is very human and natural and very culturally conditioned. Therefore, people in Mexico find it easier to pray to Our Lady under the title of Guadalupe. People in Fatima, Portugal, in Western Europe, find Our Lady of Fatima or either Our Lady of Lourdes. So it depends upon, you know, one particular natural disposition, what devotion they refer.
After Our Lady appeared in Guadalupe, 8 million Indian people, Mexican people, converted in 7 years. 8 million. So she comes because she is able to bring people back.
I think she has so many facets. She has, she's queen, she's mother, she's virgin, she's the epitome of all virtues, so we can think of virtues in her, seat of wisdom, humble. There's just so much that we can say about
her. And she's anything we want her to be, just as Christ is. He's our Father and our Mother. And he'll tell you that. Is anything I want you want me to be. You want a friend, I'm your friend. You want a brother, I'm your brother. You want a father, I'll be your father. So much does he love us, and then she loves us, that they would come to us in many different ways. However, whatever our need is at the moment.
The Bishop of
Lyra.
Fatima.
Make
a proclamation in his archdiocese sometime, I don't know if it's the 5th year or the 10th anniversary.
Well, as I said, it was approved by the church 13 years after. Lourdes wasn't approved till 40 years after Bernadette had seen Our Lady.
But the Fatima was
right.
Recognized as worthy of our belief and our...
And that's about all that's going to be said, that's worthy of belief.
In 1950, it was a jubilee year, because every 25 years is a jubilee year, but the Pope, in 1950, extended the year to October 13th, 1951, mm-hmm. so it extended through the year and into 1951, and the end of the jubilee year of 1950 on the 13th of October, which was precisely 33 years after the original apparition.
It seems our Lord uses numbers.
What's the cooperation of Peter and Mary again, which occurred after the death of Christ? Mary influencing Peter, and Peter apparently influencing Mary.
I like reading...
Secrets.
Yeah. I like reading a poem of a man guy, because Peter keeps calling himself a blockhead, and he said, I can't preach, I can't, and the Lord says, you'll be able to. See, we get the graces we need. We get the graces we need.
Can I ask a question about, you studied that Guadalupe phrasing to indicate that the Indian...
See, the Aztec was te, and the Spanish thought it was day, so it started with T-E, and the Spanish thought it was D-E, and then, I can't spell it, but phonetically, it's quat le la supe, and they thought quat la supe was Guadalupe, because they were familiar with Guadalupe, but what Juan Bernardino said was te quat le supe, which meant the Immaculate Conception. She,
but they had no word in that Indian language for an Immaculate Conception. And what I'm struggling about is that many people didn't understand that the word Immaculate Conception was what she was saying, but that it had something to do with that feathered serpent. In other words, macula means stain, immacula means without stain. Is the Aztec expression, te, whatever you were saying there, I can't say it, was that Our Lady stepping on the serpent? In other words, Mary is the negation of the evil.
Right.
And that was the without stain, the immaculate one. Is it by symbolic relationship?
I would think it goes further. I think it would go to words. But symbols too, but words too, because I can show you three texts on it, and you can.
I got interested.
Only because so many people have said, we've never heard that, Rosalie. We've never heard that she said, I'm the Immaculate Conception of Guadalupe. So I brought some material because I found it in the research.
Carol supports that, doesn't
he? Well, I'll tell you what I did. After I did this write-up, I sent it, a copy of it, to John Hafford, and I also sent another copy to Archbishop Pierce. Now, Archbishop George Pierce is the gentleman that translates, he speaks many languages, and he translates from Italian Father Gobi's books into English. Our Lady Speaks to Her Beloved Priests. He is also a personal friend of mine. He went with us on the World Peace Flight when we went around the world into the South Pacific. We took statues into the South Pacific. So I sent him this material, and when he saw what I had said, I am the Immaculate Conception of Guadalupe, he says, no, Rosalie, I don't believe she ever said that. Why don't you check some information on Maximilian Kolbe, because he's an expert on Immaculate Conception. And I sent him copies of my references. He said, leave it in.
So,
changed his mind after he saw the references. Thank you very much. Another question, then? In Rome. You know what? Probably St. Peter's, but it could be St. John Lateran too, or even Mary Major, because of the being the Marian year. There was talk that he was going to Fatima. And everyone surely expected it because they expected the announcement of the beatification of Jacinta and Francisco. So thousands of people flocked to Fatima. Would you pass out those books? Thousands of people flocked to Fatima thinking that this was going to happen. There wasn't a hotel available. Now, the reason I know this, the Columbian Monument, just one second.
In the box.
Great Lions Foundation. When John Hafford retired from the Blue Army, he wanted to see that things would continue. So he also gave up Fatima travel, but he wanted to keep the spirit of pilgrimage as the main thrust of Fatima travel. So rather than sell it to anyone, and he could have had a good buyer, he gave it to an organization which would keep the main purpose of Fatima travel, the spirit of pilgrimage, that we'd still go to places of pilgrimage. So he gave it to the Colombian Foundation, which I'm one of the coordinators. And one of the things we want to do is, of course, build a shrine to Christopher Columbus in honor of the discovery of the Americas. But we own Fatima Travel now, and any assets from Fatima Travel will go toward the construction of the shrine. But I know we couldn't get rooms anywhere in Fatima for August 13th because we got some, but people wanted additional rooms. Joey Lomangino called me. He wanted 50 rooms. Nothing was available. Totally sold out because everyone expected that the Pope would be there to beatify Jacinta and Francisco. And the announcement never came, and of course now he's not there, but he will close it in Rome.
Just a comment. Rack of Metal magazine this year, a few months ago, had a suspicion on the Juan Diego was a pagan Aztec and he converted to Catholicism, and he wondered for several years why his people were worshiping God, including a serpent. And because he was a crafty man and went to daily mass,
he walked 5 miles a day to go to mass. Can you imagine?
9 miles. That was one way, too.
Okay, thank you very much. Yes, let's see.
Hi, this is Dr. Maggie. Someone just handed the door and handed me this note and asked me to please let this announcement. Buses will pick people up in front of the residence hall Sunday morning at 8:15 for the mass in Harrytown.
Thank you.
Did you ever work with Brother Safidi?
No, but I knew Aloysius. I knew who he was,
yeah.
And I knew what it was about. He had a vision of a lady.
Okay. Now, was he any different after the vision? I'm not trying to doubt his vision or anything.
No,
like
I don't think
it was a private.
It was a private vision. He didn't even want to tell John. He didn't even want to tell John,
but he did
because John said it involves me, doesn't it? He says yes. See, the vision was that the scapular would have a prayer, and the prayer is a prayer without words. You know what the prayer of the scapular is?
What?
A kiss.
Is it?
Yes. You get a 500-day indulgence if you kiss
the scapular.
Pardon?
If
you kiss the scapular.
Yeah.
Now we don't have 500 days or days like anymore. They don't do that. They've taken away numbers, but you still get an indulgence. So you can, it usually goes to someone you know, your family, your relatives. By kissing the scapular once a day or as many times as you wish, you get this 500 days is a year and a half. I mean, you're in purgatory for a long time.
I don't have to worry. I don't want to go to purgatory.
Do you have a scapular? I'll give you one. I've got one here.
Doctor, I really appreciate your talk.
Thank you.
And I know you're a very busy person, but I'm with Knights of Columbus.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering, is there any way to get a copy of the text of what you did today? No, we're out of tape for the...
Well,
Francis, can
okay, I can make a copy of it. I'm not going to retype it because I just did it by hand.
No,
the only reason I did it so I didn't type it out is because I didn't know until Friday that I was going to be speaking.
Oh, really?
And,
No, that would be fine.
Was it? Oh, well, thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Did you, are you going to make that available?
You know what we're doing with this?
What are you doing?
We're actually selling it. Now, this is the draft, you see,
yeah.
And it's on a cheap computer.
Okay.
We're selling it. We're asking for contributions, $25.
For the Columbian
and
thing?
And people will get, for the monument. And people will get this plus a print.
Good.
See? Now, the only thing I have ready yet is this draft. We're going to put, Shirley. When Sophie gives us more information, we will be putting more, and other people.
Yeah.
So it's constantly available to be updated.
Yeah.
Yes, it's available now. I'm really not pushing too hard because I haven't yet found the site. And once we find the site, then we'll really move.
Beautiful.
But it will be available.
Yeah.
And my address is on this Fatima Calling thing that you just gave me.
Yeah.
So you can contact me for anything you want.
The big one.
You
didn't mention, I know.
Go ahead.
You probably know it. That a replica of the image of Our Lady on the Tilma
was carried in the staterooms of the admiral at Lepanto. While the Pope was saying the rosary,
I knew the Pope said the rosary, but I didn't know.
In 1571, 40 years after it happened, there was a copy sent back to the king, to the Pope, and the Pope gave it to the
admiral
that he appointed.
No, I didn't know that.
Isn't that beautiful, sir?
Isn't that something?
Yes, Guadalupe.
No, I didn't know
was
that.
Present at the Battle of Lepanto.
Do you believe that she said, "I am the Immaculate Conception"? Believe me, so many
people. Well, I got so excited when I heard it, I want to believe it. But I talked to a young woman who said it to me, and I said, "But I've never heard that."
Yeah.
And I said, "I can't imagine that the words for Immaculate Conception would be that translatable from the Indian." And so then I started thinking, though, all you need to say is take the English word, macula, stain, immacula, no stain, free of stain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now let's look at serpent, evil serpent, Mary stepping in the Indian.
See,
that could be exactly,
like co-op with serpent.
It could be just, in other words, and everything we do is symbols and symbols and
what do you want me to send you?
And tongues.
But Father, the copy guy
of my
talk. Uh-huh.
I
sure
appreciate
it.
Okay, it's not that good.
That they Guadalupe.
I'm very excited because, you know,
well, I know that.
Yeah.
How does he come to us?
So
how does the Indian word doesn't mean
Mary and pro-life?
It means,
you know,
feathered,
yeah,
serpent and lady standing. Now, does that mean,
you know,
lady standing on feathered serpent? Feathered serpent is evil or stain? Mary standing means
when
no stain. There has to be.
Then
I get immaculate. The immaculata or the immaculate one. It's a beautiful idea.
Because we had the land, but we didn't have the bishop.
I got dizzy when I heard it. I said, isn't that beautiful?
We couldn't get away from it.
But I wasn't sure that it really, you know, we could be reaching.
What about the upstairs? Our hands were tied for 4 years.
Wow.
But now, since she resigned, of course it's still an easy, you know.
Yes.
We're going to have $20 million. But John said to me, Mother Angelica, too.